We're here in Hermosa Beach with Jack. Jack, tell us a little bit about what you think about living here.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for talking to me about this. I actually love living in Hermosa Beach. I'm 23 right now, so it's kind of a great time to be young and, you know, living in a beach community like this. You know, there's a great beach culture, and with that comes surfing. And, you know, kind of you were asking me, you know, like, do you think that surf and beach culture is good for a town? And, you know, I was absolutely. I think it's good when people can experience a new place, especially a place like Hermosa. You know, it's so laid back, it's so casual. You can come on vacation, you can bring your five kids, they can all throw on their flip-flops, get their chicken strips with a smile on their face, and like just enjoy themselves in a truly laid-back fashion. And I think that happiness kind of spreads, and as more people have a good time here, the word also grows. But I personally don't have a problem with the tourism. I think it's good for an economy to grow. I'd like to see my friends open a surfboard rental shop, rent surfboards to people who want to come learn. They can make money. I think that's good for an economy. Hopefully people buy t-shirts at the local surf shop, do whatever they can, but that's good. I don't ever want to deny business from a community or growth. I think it's a good thing.
And I guess kind of going on that same thread, here in Hermosa, and for the most part, all the South Bay, you have a really good break, and it's a place where, you know, everyone from a beginner to someone who's, you know, who shreds can come and still have a great time. How do you think that impacts the community as well as, you know, the economy in terms of surf tourism and what that means for a city?
I think it's good because, I mean, there's millions of people that surf, but it provides opportunity for so many more people to experience that and to kind of come in and join the culture and grow the business, and maybe they'll come back. And maybe they'll come back again, and then maybe they'll keep coming back, and more people, and then they'll bring their friends, and the sport will grow, and the business will grow, and, you know, then people start to think, wow, I could like to live in Hermosa, this is fun, like, I like this, and then the city becomes more popular, and, you know, it kind of just trickles down. But I think one of the best things about, like, a place like Hermosa is just kind of how free it is. You know, you can go around the city, you can go to the casual restaurant, there's no real stress about, like, parking or congestion. It's just kind of go as you want and kind of move at your own pace, and I think that's why people like it so much. And I think it's good that it's an easy break. I think it allows for more people to come, and that just allows for kind of more exposure.
So you don't mind all the Jerrys then?
I mean, you know, as long as they respect where they are and they know, they kind of know their place, that's part of the culture as well of surfing is respect. So as long as they know that, I think they're on path to having a good career.
All right, well, Jack, thanks so much for talking to me.
Thanks
great name
me. Of course,
and have a good day.
You see too. You around. Thanks.